Oops. Okay, he will be praying forever.
He's done.
He will never stop praying.
He's joking.
Oh, he is? Okay. All right. Okay. So, how about you? I missed you. For a long time, I didn't think of you. All right. Do you remember where we stopped the last time?
Yes.
We finished Qawm Aad. Who was the prophet of Qawm Aad?
Hud.
That's right. Now, in the order, Prophet Adam and then Prophet? Huh? Who came after Prophet Adam?
Idris.
That's right. And then after Prophet Idris? Huh, girls? Prophet Nuh. That's right. And what is after Prophet Nuh? Prophet Hud. That's right. Now, every people were famous to be bad in something. The people of Ad, they were bad because of what? They used the power and strength. They used the what? Might. They used the might to do what? To do mafia business. To do mafia business, not Allah's business. So Allah destroyed them with a sandstorm that covered all the land. Until today, the land is covered with the sand. Big, huge, thick layer of sand. 7 days, tons of sand were thrown on them. Now, after them, their prophet came and he looked at the land. He walked around. After it was green. After they were, you know, you go to the downtown of Ad City. Woo, it's noisy and a lot of people are doing business and a lot of noise. Now, you go to the downtown of Ad City. Nothing. There's no downtown. It's all under the sand. Now, those people who were so mighty and filling the whole earth with noise, now they are so quiet. Shh, listen, do you hear them? No. How come they were making a lot of noise? So much noise. But now, they are so quiet under the sand. Allah buried all of them because they have used their might to do what business? Mafia business. So that's why Allah destroyed them. Came after them people who were living around. They all got the news. Yes.
In the storm, did the slaves die?
Everybody dies. When Allah sends a punishment, everybody dies. But in the day of judgment, Allah will split the people who are innocent from the people who are guilty. In the day of judgment. In the court of Allah, when we all go to the court of Allah, Allah will split. But in this life, if there is an earthquake, or if there is a fire, everybody dies. Good guys and bad guys, it doesn't matter. Right? Okay, now what happened to the people around them? The news is spread all over the earth. CNN. You know the CNN guys? They used to have a drum like this. Dun, 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 dun. Did you hear the news? What? Dun, 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 dun. About the people of Ad. What? Dun, 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 dun. The people of Ad were destroyed by Allah. Why? Boom, 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 boom. Because they were using their might to promote the mafia business. Boom, 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 boom. Did you hear them? Everybody was, wow, it's unbelievable. And they started organizing field trips to go and look. Huh? Where is Ad City? Huh? Where are this? It was the most beautiful area in the world at that time. Rivers and green gardens and beautiful area. Now where? What happened to them? Everybody's learning the lesson. The lesson is spread all over the earth and everybody became scared from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody was like, okay, if you do something wrong, we will be like the people of who? Ad. And everybody repented to Allah, and everybody started being a good person, and they went to Prophet Hud and they learned it from him what the people of Ad didn't learn from them. Quiet. What the people of Ad didn't learn from them. Then after that came, guess who? Came another people. Those people, they were sneaky. They were what? Sneaky. You know how sneaky they were? They started doing something called sneaky business. What is that sneaky business? The sneaky business, do you know when you have your clothes in the closet and then you open the closet and you find, you know, that little insect that eats the clothes? What is it called? Clothes termite, let's call it that way. This is very sneaky insect. What it does, it works quietly and nobody noticed. You suddenly open the closet and then, all my beautiful clothes are ruined, right? The people, those guys, the people of Thamud, the people of who? Thamud. They used to be like that. They were so sneaky and they would do the sneaky business. If you would draw a picture of them, you would draw snakes going over each other like that. And they used to have a lot of entertainment business. Do you know the entertainment business? Aha! It's a bad business. Some of it is good, but most of it is bad. So they used to have a lot of entertainment business. And they used to, they were very famous in their sneaky business, especially when they do trade with the people. When they trade with the people, what they do? Let's say this jacket is $5. Okay? What they do is when they take it from you, they take it for $1. And when they sell it to you, they sell it for $10. When they weigh apples, when they weigh the what? Apples. If they weigh 2 pounds for you, they weigh them as 1.5 pounds. So they have cheated into what? Half a pound, right? So this is called cheating in the scales, having double scales. When you take your right, you take more than what is fair. And when you give what? Less than what is fair. Do you know this business? Have you ever done that? When something has to do with you, you always take more than what is fair. No, I want, there are 4 chocolates. Let's divide the 4 chocolates between me and you. What do? I take 3, you take 1. Wait a minute, how can this be fair? That's it. Then, okay, if there are 4 rooms to clean, if there are what? 4 rooms to clean. I clean 1 and you clean 3. Wait a minute, but this is not fair. If you take 1 chocolate, you should clean what? If you take 3 chocolates, then you should clean 3 rooms. If you eat 1 chocolate, you clean 1 room. It has to be the same, right? No, but this is called double standards. Double standards. When you take more than what is fair. And when you give less than what is fair. So, what it has to do with, for example, washing cars. If there are 5 cars, let's do cheating business, me and him. Okay, we have how many cars? 6 cars to wash. How many? I'm going to split them. How many he's going to clean? No, 5. And how many am I going to clean?
1.
1. But let's say we have 10 pieces of candy. How many I get?
9.
And how much he gets? 1. Unfair business. They were very famous for this. When they trade, they sneak. They have, you know, when they trade, they weigh things and they have calibrated. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Yes, in the Quran, Surah Al-Mutaffifin. You know the things that has a weight you put in the scale to measure, like standard weights here. This is 5 pounds, and you weigh. They used to have two pieces of weights. Two sets of weights. One set, if they are buying, they tell you, oh, look at the moon, look at the moon, look at the moon. And they switch in a sneaky way, they switch the set that they use for buying. The set that they use for buying is very heavy. So instead of weighing 1 pound, it weighs 1.5 pounds. So when they buy, they take more than what is fair. And then if they are selling, they say, hey, watch, look at this star. Do you like the star? Whoops! And they switch and bring the other set. And then this other set, what they do, it weighs less. So it weighs less. So instead, it says here, how much does it say here it weighs? It says weighs 1 pound. Huh? It says weighs 1 pound. It says, hey, I am going to sell you tomatoes. I'm going to sell you what? Tomatoes. You are buying tomatoes from me. Alright. 1 pound for $5. And this weighs 1 pound. I'll put it in the scale. And instead of selling you 1 pound, I sell you 3/4 of a pound. Huh?
It says 1%, 5%, not $1 and $5.
You know, because there is a law in the United States, this number has to be right. If it's not right, is they are going to be in trouble. Okay? But at the time of the people of Thamud, they can write here and say 1%, 1%, but it's not one. It could be 60%. And this is lying and cheating, right? And that's what they used to do. They sell you this bottle, and they say, oh, at the time of Thamud, hey guys, if you buy this bottle, okay, if you buy this bottle and you put one cream, some of the cream on your hands, and you do like this, and you do like this, and you do like this, and then you touch something, it turns into gold. Really? Yes! Okay, how much is it? Only $100. Okay, here's $100. They take it? Huh? 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 Nothing's turning into gold. You cheater liar! Ha ha ha! I'm not a cheater liar, you're an idiot. That's what they used to say. They used to do like this. And they used to think that if you can trick the people more, that's better. It means that you are a better person. So the best guy is the one who can cheat the what? The most. Yes. That's how they used to do their business. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like that. So of course, He sent to them Prophet who knows Prophet who went to the people of Thamud? Prophet Saleh. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. That's right. Prophet Saleh. Now, as usual, in order for the shaitan to do his business, he has to distract people away from who? Allah. Now, if people know Allah, would they cheat? No. Why not? Because people will think. The brain is thinking, should I cheat and earn $1, but I spend the night in hellfire? Or I should be fair so that I can safely cross over the hellfire. You know when we cross over the hellfire, the Prophet said we cross over a what? A bridge, right? A bridge like that, right? And we cross all the way to the other side. Now, if Allah audits your deeds, if Allah will audit your deeds, then your life is going to be spread on this bridge. So every 1 foot is 1 minute, and every 1 mile is 1 day. So when you're walking on the that bridge, and it comes the time and the date where you cheated, what happens to you on that day on the bridge? Oh, you fall in hellfire. And then once you pay off for your, you get your sentence and you get your fair punishment, you get up again. You get on the bridge and then you try to proceed. And then you make the second step. Okay, did you pray us? Yes. Alhamdulillah, I can pass. I can keep going. The first hour, good deeds? Yes. Okay. The second hour, good deeds? Yes. The third hour, yeah. The fourth hour, I might. If Allah decides to audit your account, your deeds, He will put them for you on the bridge, and then you have to go through them one step by step. So it will be like your life again, but over the what? Over the bridge. Let's say you didn't pray. Let's say you didn't pray Maghrib. What is going to happen to you? You go down, pray Maghrib, and you will not get up on the bridge again until you pray the Maghrib. Do you know that? And if you don't make wudu with the tap water here, you're going to make wudu with the what? Oh, boiling water in hell. And if it was, if you didn't make prayer here when the weather was good, you're going to make prayer where? In hellfire. And also, by the way, hellfire is not red. Hellfire is dark. So the flames of hellfire doesn't give any light at all. So it is absolutely dark. So when you are crossing the bridge, okay, and let's say one day of your life, you have wasted all this day. You haven't done anything good. So when you come this day, when this day comes on the bridge, and you're walking through the day, it becomes all dark. Becomes all what? Dark. And then you are unable to see. Should I step this way? No. Should I go that? Oh no! I can't see. But let's say on this day you held the hand of a blind person to cross the street. You did a little kindness. This little kindness will come and hold your hand in the day of judgment. It will come in the form of the same person. And hold your hand. And then you say, who are you? He says, I am the person, the blind person, that you took his hand to cross the street. My job today is to make sure you pass this day safely because you made sure in the past life I crossed the street safely. You see? So, good deeds and bad deeds come on the bridge. Bad deeds will try to get you in trouble, and good deeds will try to get you in what? Save you. Make you safe. So, it depends. It depends. You might about to fall, and you're almost about to fall, and the good deed will come and pick you up and put you back on the bridge. But, that's all awful. Now, what we want, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go through that. We want to cross with the speed of light or the speed of wind without any audits, without somebody auditing our deeds. And the ones who do good deeds, most of their deeds are good deeds, they don't get audited. They cross the bridge like this. See how they cross the bridge? They cross the bridge so fast. So you want to make sure you keep your eye on your deeds. Now, because of this, because we Muslims know that, when there's a time to cheat, what do we remember? Allah. Then what do we think about when we're about to cheat? We say, no, it's not fair for me. It's not fair for who? For me. It's not fair for me that I am cheating now, and then I go to hell for cheating. It's not fair for me. And I go to hell for cheating. I cheat, I earn $1. I go to hell for 1 hour. Is it fair?
No.
So you are doing yourself, you're not being fair with yourself. When you cheat or you do bad deeds, are you being fair with yourself?
No.
And at the same time, if there is a kindness, if there is an opportunity to do something kind, like for example, take this guy here and tickle him like this. Yeah. If there is a chance to do something good and you do it, okay, what would encourage you to do it? That you remember that when you do it, Allah is happy or upset? Happy. And He's going to take you where? To Jannah. So, in order for the shaitan to do his business, the first thing that the shaitan wants is what? To make you what? To make you say, huh? Actually, he tries more than that. The first thing that shaitan tries to make you say there is no Allah. He comes and talks to you and says, hey buddy, let me tell you something. Those guys are telling you that there is a God up there. Trust me, they are liars, or they are not. They don't know what they are talking about. Can you see him, man? Can you see him? Okay, man, go have fun. Don't worry. Nobody's going to punish you. There's no fire. That is so dumb. Don't worry, man. Go cheat. No problem. Nothing is going to happen to you. And he makes you think that, well, if there is Allah, then why isn't he talking to me? I don't deserve to be talked to. Yes, no, I deserve. He should have talked to me, and he should have said, he should have asked me in person to accept Islam. He should have asked me in what? Person to accept Islam. If he's not doing that, then I'm not going to be a Muslim for him. Who is making you think that way? Shaitan. Because he wants to get you in trouble. Remember the promise he made? I promise that I'm going to take every one of them with me where? To hellfire. Now. So the shaitan tries to talk people to get them into the mafia business, to get them into the cheating business, to get the people of Thamud. The first thing the shaitan tries to talk people, try to talk them into, there is no Allah. Then, this is very difficult to believe. Right? Because it doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense that there is no Allah? Because who is the maker? Who is the maker of this universe? Who is the maker? Allah. Who is running the business on this earth? Who is the boss? Who is the boss? Did you ever see a country without a president? Which country is without a president?
Countries with kings.
Okay, but how many they are?
A lot with kings.
The countries with, you know, where it is messed up, these countries have bad guys to be the presidents and the leaders and the chiefs. The bad guys. So, they are, the countries, even though you think it doesn't have a president, it does. Who's the president? The strongest bad guy in this town, he's the president of the town. And he's walking around, nobody can talk to him because he's very strong, right? Then how could you believe that this universe, how could you believe that this universe doesn't have a boss? If everything has to have a boss, if everything has to have a big chief. So who is the chief of this universe?
Allah.
Who is navigating the moon? Allah. So there's a lot of things that you will not make any sense. Who made this lake? Tell me. Who made this lake? Allah. Who made this creature? Look at this creature. Who made him? Allah. Right? Allah is the one who made him, right? Could he make himself? Where did he come from? He appeared suddenly. Nobody knew anything about him before he was born, right? Boom! Suddenly he is with us. But now he is not with us. Where is he? Wow. He's gone. You know what I'm saying? People come suddenly and disappear suddenly. Why did he go? Because a tickling monster tickled him until he stopped breathing, and then he ate him for dinner. Because of that, he's gone. He's no longer here. Nobody would ever hear from him again. Nobody would ever hear from him again. So, yes, but not if you are the tickling monster. You have a license to tickle people and eat them.
No.
Yeah, I have a license. Okay. Now let me tell you, what if the shaitan, by the way, is having a hard time convincing anybody that there is no Allah. But he is successful into convincing people that Allah is too big to be talked to. Allah's what?
To be talked.
And too high to be reached. And too what? High to be reached. Then what is the solution? What is the solution? If Allah's too big to be talked to and too high,
We use boo-boo.
We use boo-boo, yes. We use the middle guys. We use the middle guys. And this is how the shaitan logic goes. You know logic? You know what logic is? It's to try to make something make sense. Try to make something what? Make sense. And very deceiving people will take the things that are false and make them look like something that makes perfect sense. They make perfect sense out of lies. They make perfect sense out of deception. Those are the bad guys. So Shaitan tries to make sense out of these middle guys. So he comes to you and says, "Hey, Allah, you are so little tiny ant, and Allah's big, huge Allah. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't think about you. He even doesn't know that you exist. When was the last time he told you that he knows? No, he doesn't even know that you exist. You want to talk to him? Yes. How can I talk to him? I want to talk to him? Yes. Pick up the phone? No. Go to who? A middle guy. And this is how the shaitan will make people believe into this. Now, on the other side, shaitan picks a bad guy or a bad girl, and then the shaitan tells her, "Hey girl, you want to play the role of God? Yes, you want? You want to have the powers of God in your hand? Do you want to have the powers of God in your hand? You want to control the people's minds and brains and money? Do you want?
I do.
Okay, you want to. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell her what to do. Okay. I want you to tell everybody that you are the one who can talk to boo-boo. You are the one who can talk to who?
Boo-boo.
And then you lie, you put words on the tongue of boo-boo of what you want. So if you want people, for example, to eat, all of them, you want them to eat beef today?
So go sacrifice one of your turkeys.
But people wants half of the turkey. But people wants what? Be smart. Don't say just Boo-Boo wants you to eat turkey and you don't get anything out of it. You have to be smart.
Sacrifice turkey.
Half for your family?
Half.
Oh. Oh. Woo. No, you. People will be mad. Be smart. Half and half.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Let people eat. Okay. You got it? So that is little fight here, little big fight here. This is how the people, this is how the shaitan gets people into worshipping idols. So this is exactly the shaitan did it again. You are going to tell me again, didn't he do this already with the people of Qabil and he tricked them? Again, didn't he do this at the time of the people of Nuh and he tricked them? Again, didn't he do that already with the people of Ad and tricked them? People don't learn from their mistakes or what? What happens to the people repeating the same mistake over and over and over and over again? What happens? People repeat the same mistake. People, do you believe that kids and adults nowadays eat from the forbidden tree? Yes, but it's not the same exact tree. Allah says, everything is halal, all the drinks are halal except the wine. So how about the Pepsi Cola? Good. How about the coffee? Good. How about the tea? Good. How about the milk? Good. Allah says everything is good, but the forbidden tree is what?
The pig.
This pig, this meat, or this bottle. Now, we leave all of this and we go what? Wasn't that the mistake of Prophet, our grandfather Adam, to start with? How come we're repeating the same mistake? Because people always, repeat the same mistake. Have you ever heard about somebody who died? Yeah. Do you know that we will all follow? It's just the checkout line? Huh? Did you do anything about that? No. Huh? Do we learn from the mistakes? No. We don't learn. We repeat the same mistake. We repeat the same mistake over and over again. So Shaitan managed to trick them into worshiping the idols. Let me quiz you. Why? Huh? That is what he wants. But in order to do what he wants, okay, he needs to make a plan, right? Can you get what you want without making a plan? No. What was the plan of the shaitan to get people to hellfire? Here's the plan. Plan number one, make them deny the existence of Allah. If they don't, then plan number two, make them what? Worship what? Middle guys. If they don't, then plan number three. Guess what is plan number three? Ha! I want a smart boy or a girl to tell me what is plan number three.
Do something that's hard.
What is it? Ha!
To forget?
No. Ha!
To forget to pray.
No. Ha! Something number three. So, denying Allah first. Ha! Make bad deeds? No, worse than that. Shaitan target number three is to make husbands and wufa and wives fight together. Tell me why. Why Shaitan is so much interested into that business? Huh?
Because they fight them kids.
Perfect! Takbir! Allahu Akbar, takbir! Good job! Because if the father and mother fight, then the kids become easy target. Ha, easy target. Your parents are busy fighting. You are my dinner tonight. His parents are busy fighting. They don't have time for him. He is my dinner. I am going to eat him alive. So this way, he can get, let's say if Papa and Mama have five kids, he can get five bad gals and guys. He can train them to be bad. Because they get lost. And they never have. They never get much attention, right? So that's his number three. I will tell you that who told us that? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shaitan will bring his big chair. They will order his servants of the little shaitan. You people, go get my chair and put it on the top of the water at the conference area. You know where the conference? You know the areas of the ocean? It's a very large area, open wide, and nobody is there. Now tell me, why can't the conference in a place where people live? Huh?
Because then the people can say, like, some kind of
law. That's beer! That's right. Because if somebody calls the adhan, then they have to stop the meeting and run away. If somebody sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, then they have to stop the meeting and run away. So they want to go to a place where there will not be nobody to say anything about Allah. So they go to the vacant place on the oceans. So Shaitan tells them, hey, you guys, bring me my chair and put it on the water. So they bring him the chair. And Shaitan sits on this water, like this. And then Shaitan says, you bad Shaitan, tell me, what is the worst you have done today? The one whom I find did the worst, I am going to give him my crown on his head. Tell me. A guy will say, hey, I talked a guy into skimming prayers. Maybe he will pray later and ask Allah to forgive him. Okay.
I killed
my man. Maybe you will repent. You next. Hey, I took the guy into stealing. I took the guy into cheating. Yeah, okay, but not that one. I want more, guys. I want more evil. I want more of my business to be spread on earth. What did he do?
I got people to go
to
Las Vegas.
You got people to go to Las Vegas, but some people go to Las Vegas and have halal fun, not haram fun. What's wrong with that?
Huh?
Yeah, you are my favorite guy. You let a husband and wife fight. You are my favorite child. You get my crown. You get my crown. Ah, he is the winner. Give me five. Give me five. Give me five.
Oh, yeah?
So, that is exactly what the Shaitan tries to do. Now, and at the end, because we will end here, Shaitan, in order to get the people of Thamud to be interested into his business, what Shaitan did is to convince them to forget about Allah and worship what? Middle guys. Middle what? Guys. Middle guys who? The pizza!
Where have you been?
Wallahi, last Friday, I worked at 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 p.m. And then by the time I got home, my wife was hungry and stuff. So I just took